This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Faith is a very personal thing. Some people search and continue to search until they find that particular faith which brings their lives into a place which has real meaning for them. There's a new book which tells that story of one family. The title is Becoming Amish. Jeff Smith wrote that book, and he joins us now. And one of the subjects of that book, Bill Moser, also joins us. You two have known each other since you were kids. Jeff, tell me a little bit about your background with Bill.
Well, there's a lot there, Lester. We actually met when we were 4 years old, believe it or not. And I was the best man in Bill's wedding, and Bill was the best man in our wedding. And we just have a ton of history. We made mischief as boys and grew into men and raised families. And then...
And you guys were kids in Livonia.
In Livonia, Michigan. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Bill, after Jeff moved out of the state, you and your wife, Tricia, started a journey of trying to find a kind of religion that would enrich your lives. So where did that journey start?
Well, it actually started, we were living in Grosse Pointe Park, Michigan at the time. And my wife had grown up Catholic, but was growing a little dissatisfied with her personal walk with God in that, and she started seeking other expressions of Christian faith and ended up going to a Bible study. Through that Bible study, she began to see things in a different light, I guess.
And you guys ended up going to an evangelical church, correct?
We did, yeah. We spent 13 years in a evangelical Protestant church and started raising our family in that church. And a very family-oriented church. We appreciated it and quite a bit.
What was the moment that made you decide, hey, maybe this is not for me?
Well, it wasn't just a moment. Over time, as our children were getting older and the teachings that we saw in the Bible, some of the teachings that Jesus taught and the disciples taught, it just didn't seem like we were practicing them in a way, incorporating them into our daily lives. So we began to seek out people that practice those things more in a daily walk and applied them more literally to their lives.
I want to stop you there. Jeff, let's go back to your story. You're back in Michigan, living in Traverse City. You have to go to the Detroit airport, and at the invitation of Tricia, you stop on the way to visit Bill and his family after several years of not seeing him. What did you find when you pulled up to his house?
So I pulled up to the house, and I see a black buggy sitting in their driveway and a horse out in the pasture, and I see no car anywhere. And I'm, you know, just kind of speechless and trying to get my mind around it, and then walk up to the door and knock, and Bill opens the door with his whole family. And if I remember right, I don't think Tricia even told Bill that I was going to visit. So she's kind of a prankster that way. And so, you know, we hug, and Bill looks at me and says, well, do you think we've gone crazy? Because there they all stand in Amish clothing. So, yeah, that was quite a moment. Mm-hmm.
Bill, I wish we had the time to talk about the entire journey from your experiences in Grosse Pointe Park to where you are today. But let's fast forward, and you've become new entrants into the Amish community. You're called Seekers. What does that mean?
It just means that we're seeking a deeper walk with Christ, one that is more integrated into our daily lives.
And as I understand it, this is a label that's given to people who come into the Amish community.
Yeah, it's one of many, many labels. It's one that probably describes it the best. Others would be, you know, outsiders, English, but Seeker seems to be more encompassing.
Right. The term English, because as I understand it, many of your community speak a form of German called Pennsylvania Dutch, and newcomers, the English, don't understand what's going
That's
on
right.
part of the time. What kind of a barrier is that for you to really embrace the religion and the community?
Yeah, it's different in different Amish communities. The ones we joined was very accommodating to English. They learn English when they go to school. It's their second language in most cases, but they do speak English. So it's just a matter of how much provision the community is comfortable allowing for people like us coming in. And the first church we were in there, first community we joined, was very accommodating.
Now, I think the first thing that pops into everybody's mind is giving up cars, giving up computers, and all the what we consider everyday conveniences of life. But it's so much more than that. I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about, you know, what's the transition been like from growing up a kid in Livonia to being in a rural area and pursuing a faith and a life that could hardly be more different?
Yeah, it had its challenges, but it also had its rewards, and that made it very easy to make that transition. The last job I had was in supervising construction. I was driving, about 4 hours a day to and from work. And when we made the switch, it was pretty easy to give up driving for a while.
I imagine. Yeah. Jeff, what kind of questions did you have for your old friend about the life he and his family have chosen?
Well, many of the ones that kind of you've touched upon already, but obviously we did a deep dive on all those things. For me, I guess the themes that I really wanted to explore, you know, I felt the story was clearly a story of faith, and we really wanted to get into that evolution that Bill and Tricia followed that led to where they were living among the horse and buggy Amish, and the story works at that level. I also, just like probably almost every other American, was just plain curious about the Amish and how did that culture work, and, you know, tell me a lot more about that technology thing. Like, how are those decisions made? That was actually really interesting to me. And because I think we're all kind of grappling with technology, like, what do we do? How much, you know, smartphone use do we use and all that, you know, in our modern way. But so how did that play out in the Amish life? And so I thought that was really fascinating. And then I think, too, for me, really, the most important thing and curious thing was, an impressive thing, was how Bill and Tricia made this decision to have such an intentional life. And I think that so many people today are looking for that. Like, we don't necessarily want to just kind of follow the next current that we happen to sort of come into in life's river. You know, we want to be intentional and chart a course, and it's so hard to do that sometimes. And so here, my lifelong friends had kind of the most intentional life I'd ever heard of, and I just thought we could all really just sort of reflect upon our own lives with their example. So that was a huge thing we talked about too, like, what, you know, why did you do this? What were you getting out of it? What decisions did you make that just kept helping you kind of keep moving down this path? And a lot of those decisions were not, everyday Americans would think would be very difficult, but to them, the clarity of their vision made it all okay. And I guess that was a really interesting thing to me.
I want to ask both of you, what was the discussion like between the two of you when Jeff was contemplating writing the book?
My first reaction was, oh, no, I didn't want to really have the focus on me to be in the limelight. And, you know, as a community of faith, I also was concerned with how others in our community would feel about that. But as Jeff explained, you know, his purpose in it, and coming from where we did, I could identify with the feelings that he was expressing and the concerns, just as he mentioned, those, how intentional is our lives, how much control do we have over our lives. And as people of faith, ultimately God is in control of our lives. But within the decisions that we have to make as fathers and mothers and the family, you know, just how much control do we have over our family's lives in determining, setting the course for them. That was the area that I felt like, yeah, this would be a good thing to share. A lot of people struggle with that, not just people of our particular faith, but I think across the board in our country, it's very much a question in today's society.
Bill, how have your fellow Amish neighbors and friends received the book?
Well, the ones that have read it have been encouraging, and just say that it's a message that needs to get out. So far, I haven't received any negative comments on it.
Your lives are very different now. I'm wondering how that's affected your friendship. Did this book have an effect on it as well?
Yeah, very much so. Kind of brought us together more, and that was also one of my deciding factors in just going ahead with it, just the opportunity to spend that much time visiting and talking with Jeff and relating to him again like we used to do years ago. Yeah.
You know, there's a moment in Bill and Tricia's story that really stays with me, and it's in the middle of their transition. They've moved away from Grosse Pointe. They haven't yet joined the horse and buggy Amish, and they're living in a kind of safe house that Bill built, but it was still really roughed in. And like there was no electricity. The kitchen wasn't finished. The kids were sleeping on these kind of stacks of wood with mattresses on top. And so in talking to Tricia, she's like, you know, that was really a best of times time. You know, we didn't have electricity, but, you know, we just weren't in a big hurry to get it. And when I think of that and I think about typical Americans and how we approach our lives and like who would ever say, oh, my house doesn't really have electricity, but like I just wasn't in a hurry to get it. You know, it said to me, it says so much about how they had this clarity of purpose and how it kind of pushed aside so many other things and that in some ways don't really matter. What mattered to them was joining close as a family, spending time together, having this big garden and pursuing this life of faith that they were just so intentional about. So I guess as far as something I hang on to out of the book, I just think of that clarity of vision and that purpose and intent. And that's just a huge thing for me, I guess.
We've been speaking with Jeff Smith, author of the book Becoming Amish, published by Dance Hall Press. The book describes how his friend Bill Moser and his family's journey in life took them from suburban Detroit to a new faith and life as Amish. You can find the book at becomingamish.net. I want to thank both of you for talking with me.
Thank you, Lester.
Thank you, Lester. I really appreciated it.